Sam Donaldson, who will be on tomorrow to talk about everything that's been going on. Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Triskaidekaphobia Friday, May the 13th, 2022, 16 minutes past the hour. You know, I have no idea what technical difficulties all over the place here. Clear skies, that's what I know now. We're having clear skies here in Marion. And beyond that, I have no idea. But we are back up and running live. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you. Holy mackerel. Lots to talk about last hour. What were we talking about? Masks. We were talking about masks, and we were talking about Russia and Ukraine, and we were talking about opinions. So, let me know yours, 740-751-4038. Do you have a superstition when it comes to Triskaidekaphobia, Friday the 13th? Did you learn anything about harness racing this morning with Mr. Houston, the voice here in Ohio? Let's see. What else is on the agenda today? By the way, 740-751-4038. We have not spent a whole lot of time talking about the fire station. Now, people did want to talk about that the other day. Again, it's a levy that the Marion City Fire Department would put on the ballot in the fall that would allow for a new fire station to be built in front of Marion General Hospital. Do you think it'll pass? Do you think people will pass that? I don't know. We had the guys on from the fire department, and we appreciated them coming on. I don't know if that will be a go or a no-go. What do you think as the audience out there? 740-751-4038. And what do you feel about the programs here on this station? We always like creative feedback. We had talked about Adam's shows involving the masks, and we had talked about Glenn and Dr. Feynman's shows involving politics, usually. What's your feeling on those two shows? You know, and we try to offer all kinds of opinions. That's important. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Are you on the air?
I'm on the air.
Oh. Okay, well, call me back after you get off, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, again, I think we're on the air. 740-751-4038. Somebody would have to check. Are we on the air? Give me a call. 740-751-4038. Apparently, it was thought that we were not on the air. Are you out there listening? See, that always makes you nervous in a morning, where we've had some technical difficulties here. Trying to read some messages on the internet here. Okay, if you can hear us okay, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Well, I'm getting a message that we definitely are on the air, so let's hope that's true. What's going on in your world today? Well, oh, I'll tell you the big news yesterday, which was just horribly sad, was the, well, I think we all knew that Naomi Judd, a legendary country singer, mother of the Judd family, had committed suicide, but yesterday in an interview with Diane Sawyer, Ashley Judd, the daughter, said that she used a firearm to commit suicide in her own bedroom. That's just, you know, it's unbelievable. The suicide issue is just horrible. But again, it goes to show you it doesn't matter how rich or poor, male or female, famous, not famous. If you have a mental illness, which is what this apparently is about, there's nothing you can do. And the night before she was to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, to have this happen. And apparently it happened so quick. You know, apparently from the interview I saw with Diane Sawyer and Ashley Judd, apparently Ashley Judd was there with her mom that morning and had just went down to let a friend in. She had been upstairs in the bedroom with her mother. And in the time she went down to let the friend in, her mother had done this. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine that whole situation? It's just unbelievable. Does anybody have anything to say about that? It's unbelievable that it happens with anybody. But, you know, not too long ago, we had somebody on the show who has direct knowledge of what goes on here in Marion, and they said that you would be surprised the number of people who die from suicide. It doesn't get reported that way. I don't even know if it says that on the death certificate. To be honest, I don't know if it says suicide. I've never been faced with that issue. Does anybody know that? 740-751-4038. Or is it what the family once put on there? I know you never see it in an obituary, and I know it's very taboo to be talked about at funerals. I don't know. Does anybody have any insight on the whole Naomi Judd thing? Or just suicide in general? It's becoming prevalent. And as I say that, I don't even know if it's becoming prevalent or if it has been prevalent and we just didn't hear as much about it. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Marion County Fair coming up this year. July 4th through the 9th. Don't miss that. The 9th Annual Missions Yard Sale, coming up June 2nd through June the 4th. Donations are needed to make this year's sale a success. To set up a drop-off time, call Chris Threed at 740-751-3029. That's 740-751-3029. Give us a buzz. Anything on your mind? Okay. Oh, here's something. Last night, it was probably about 8 o'clock. Maybe even after 8 o'clock, I went down to Wendy's to get something to eat. And there was a line at Wendy's at 8 o'clock into the street, wrapped around the building into the street on Mount Vernon Avenue. Where is all the traffic coming from at 8 o'clock at night on a weeknight, Thursday night? I tell you, the people at Wendy's were having to make everything fresh because they were going through what food they had. I'm sure they're not staffed heavy at 8 o'clock at night on a Thursday. Which kind of goes back to the conversation we were having yesterday. Do gas prices really affect people? Do they stop doing anything? No, I don't think they do. I think we complain about the gas prices, but I don't know that we do anything about it. What do you think? 740-751-4038. Have you noticed that there are a lot more people on the roads as of late? Spring fever? Maybe? I 8 o'clock at night, that was baffling to me. Oh, also wanted to let everybody know, you know, we do have this county commissioner race between Dr. Davis and Ken Stiverson, this primary, which I think 44 votes separate the two. Dr. Davis is in the lead. Now, there are 81 absentee ballots and 90 provisional ballots that still need to be counted. Now, those will be counted on the 25th of May. So we've got about 12 days left until those will be counted. So on the 25th of May, we will know who the county commissioner candidate will be in the fall, either Dr. Davis or Ken Stiverson. So we've got about 171 votes that have not been counted, provisional and absentee together. 44 already in the column of Dr. Davis. I don't know. I think that's going to be hard to overcome. Ken would have to get not only more than half of the votes left, he would have to get a pretty good majority, because not only would he have to get the 44 votes to catch up with Dr. Davis, but he would have to get then more to pass him, and there would have to be no votes for Dr. Davis in that bunch, because he would have to match him vote for vote. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? But not that it couldn't happen. Not that it can happen. Did anybody have any thoughts on that campaign? Dr. Davis and Ken Stiverson? What a tight race that would be. Ken Stiverson, of course, being the incumbent county commissioner. 740-751-4038. Don't be shy out there this morning. Give me a buzz. We can talk about the Naomi Judd suicide, the local commissioner race, gas prices, the fire station here in Marion. Did we ever figure out if that's a new sign going up in front of Tri-Rivers? Is that what it is? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, guess what's going on in Miami says on June 25th.
What's that?
On June 25th in Miamisburg. It's in Ohio. It's going to be a hippo festival. Yeah.
So on the 25th, let me write this down because I certainly don't want to miss this. Let me get my pen.
Just deal with it.
May 25th in Miamisburg, there's going to be a pickle festival.
Yeah, just deal with it.
Now, where is it there? Or does the whole town? Does the whole town just shut down?
Probably. I mean, doesn't the whole town just shut down for the popcorn festival? I imagine pickles and popcorn are a lot alike.
Now, what is a you've never been. You don't really know.
No,
anything.
I want to go there.
Oh boy!
Doesn't that sound amazing? The pickle festival. You do know these like Debbie Downer's topic, so I wanted to break and bring it up.
No!
Hey, I gotta go pay some bills, but I'll be listening.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, boy, the Pickle Festival in Miamisburg on May the 25th. Debbie Downer topics here today on the program. Well, you know, I don't know. It's what's going on. If anybody has any nice light to shed, we're always glad to hear that. Pickle Festival, May 25th in Miamisburg. Has anybody ever been to the Pickle Festival? Build a whole festival around pickles. 740-751-4038. Boy, we're in a pickle now. Give me a buzz. All right, so we got gas prices. We got Naomi Judd. We've got the sign in front of Tri-Rivers. We've got the fire station. The county commissioner's race upcoming. What else is there to talk about? Oh, did anybody see the story? I think this is a positive story. Did anybody see the story on CBS Sunday Morning? I think it was last week. About why donut boxes are pink. Now, see, this is something that I'm curious about. Again, it's just, those are the things I'm curious about. Has anybody ever thought to themselves, why, when you get a box of donuts from a donut shop, why is the box pink? There was a whole story on it on CBS Sunday Morning this past week, and there actually is a reason why the box is pink. And I believe it. Now, chains like Tim Hortons and Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks, you know, they have their own boxes. But I think if you go to local places like Andrew's and other businesses, isn't the donut box usually pink? Does anybody know why the boxes are pink? It's kind of fascinating. Did anybody see that story or have any idea? There's a good trivia question for you. Buzz in. Why are donut boxes pink? 740-751-4038. We'll learn something here together this morning. Why are donut boxes pink? Okay. On another note here, last night as I was driving around and waiting in the line at Wendy's, I passed by where Del Taco will be. And we love talking about this Del Taco, which, by the way, it's going to be a while before that place opens. It's still kind of a mess there. The road's torn up in front, and there's still a lot of construction going on there in the Del Taco location. In any event, I'm stopped there because I'm kind of checking out the Del Taco. And this is the strangest thing to me. There's a porta-john. What do we call those, porta-potties or porta-johns? Portable toilet. There's a portable toilet right there on the, I guess you would say, the east side of where they're building Del Taco. And it's right out front, not in the back, right out by the road. Okay, now here's the thing to me. Does anybody know what's next to the Del Taco location? The mausoleum here in Marion. The mausoleum. So, essentially, if you drive by it, I don't know what grounds are what grounds, because the Del Taco location is a very small location. But you've got this porta-potty right out in front of the mausoleum. And I'm thinking to myself, now if you're going there to visit your relative who went to their reward, now you got this porta-potty out there in front of the mausoleum. And I thought to myself, well, you know, maybe the people in there, because it's always open, maybe the people in there didn't have a place to go. I don't know if there's a John in the mausoleum. I've been in there, but I've never had to use the facilities while I've been in there. But it's just funny, because I'm sure the porta-potty is for Del Taco. But where they've got it placed, there could be a case made that it's on the mausoleum's grounds. And I can just imagine somebody driving in from out of town, because, you know, Memorial Day, what, a couple weeks away? That's when people go to the mausoleums and the graveyard cemeteries. And here's this mausoleum right out, or here's this porta potty right out in front of the mausoleum. Has anybody else noticed this? 740-751-4038. Now, there's some strange news for you. Don't you think they could have put that porta potty on the other side of the Del Taco, or maybe back behind the Del Taco? I don't ever remember there being a porta-potty next to a construction site like that, that close to the road. I wonder, you know, it's one of those things, does anybody ever give it any thought? That there's a mausoleum right there, that people are spending their eternal rest in, and now there's a porta-potty right out in front of it. Is anybody driving by that right now? Maybe they moved it. Maybe it was just a temporary location. Does anybody find this a bad or a good thing? Now, there's an opinion. I'm not going to give my opinion on masks. I'm not going to give my opinion on politics. I'm not going to give my opinion on anything of that nature. But on porta-potties in front of mausoleums, I say just find a better place to put it. And again, I'm sure it's still on Del Taco's property, but somebody should have put some more thought into that. Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon. No, it's still morning.
Isn't this the best story in the world?
Well, obviously, when you started talking about porta potties, my ears perked up.
Now, what do we call? What is the technical term? Porta john, porta potty?
Well, I'll tell you, the correct name within the profession is portable restroom.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, and because it covers all things, you know, it covers portable toilets. But you also can get the, trailers that have toilets in them, several of them on one trailer. So, yes, it's portable restroom.
Now, have you passed by this episode down here by the Del Taco?
Many, 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 many times.
Okay, yeah. What? Am I wrong here? Does it look like it's placed in the wrong place?
It does look, yeah, no, you are exactly right. It looks like it's placed in the wrong place. However, they've been doing a lot of major digging around that building. They've been putting in the sewers the last couple weeks. I know that they've had the back behind it all torn up. So from the standpoint of the guy who has to clean and service that restroom, that might be the only place that he can get access based on the amount of work they were doing.
Well, here are my only two thoughts on this thing. Number one, it's very close to the road. And,
it is.
And that's kind of strange to me to drive by, you know, our busiest street in Marion and see a portable restroom right out there. And number two, it's a mausoleum right next door to it. I mean, if it were another business, if it were an empty building, if it were a house, and the fact that we're in the month of May, when people are probably visiting that mausoleum more than any other time, it looks as if, because there's not a lot of area between the two properties, as if this portable restroom is right out in front of the mausoleum.
Yes, and there's two things there. Okay, if it were my portable restroom, first of all, I would not normally have it that close to the road. Mount Vernon Avenue is very busy, high traffic, and it's not good to have it that close to the road. Secondly, yes, the mausoleum is right next door. I would try to find, I mean, I honestly would try to find a better spot that I could still access it for cleaning. My thought would be, I'm sure there's probably on the opposite side a point where it could be, and it wouldn't have to be that close to the road. The other thing is, all the way back at the property in a corner, I would think would be accessible too. So,
well,
that's how I look at it.
You know, with every bit of rain, the sun peeks through, and I thought to myself, you know, 95 is a very busy road, and the only good thing to this is if I get caught at the light there now, I'd have time to get out of my car, use the facilities, get back in before the light changed.
Right. That's about right. But you know, my first concern is the fact that it's as close to the road as it is, and it being 95. I mean, I can show you pictures in my phone of what happens to a toilet when it gets hit by a car going 35, 40 miles an hour. And if somebody happens to be inside when that happens,
oh,
it's not a good sight.
No, and I never even thought that's never thought about that. That's horrible. But, you know, here's the thing to me, and obviously in your business, setting it close to the road would clearly be a no-no. But to me, it's amazing to me, because the first thing I thought, you know, I thought obviously more about it because I'm talking about it now. I've thought about location being close to the road. I've thought about it being in front of the business. I've thought about all that. But whenever that was dropped off, nobody ever thought that there's a mausoleum right there. that and I'm sure they're not on the mausoleum property, but it looks as if they are. And I'm thinking to myself, this is the thing that I think, this is where common sense has went out the window in 2022, because I don't think that would have happened in the 50s or the 80s or the 60s. There's something strange going on in our society now, and I don't think it's done out of disrespect. I don't think it was even done on purpose, but it's like wearing jeans to a funeral or wearing shorts to a radio station. Why would you put a porta potty in front of a mausoleum?
Yeah, that, I mean, it's apparent that there was, really, that wasn't even thought about, because, you know, that's something I would think about. As a matter of fact, you know, my company, we have 3 toilets at cemeteries, but they're not really visible because they're at the back of the cemetery and they're in a corner, usually by the building that's, you know, the building where the workers keep the lawnmower and all that kind of stuff. The last thing you want to do is stick that thing right out in the middle of the cemetery. Well, it's just not what you do.
I have a question for you, because, you know, it's interesting, because Clarendon is the only cemetery that I'm aware of that has a permanent porta potty in it, which yeah. I think cemeteries should. But my question is okay. In Marion, we're very big on President Harding. Now, the Harding Memorial is a big deal for us, probably the most sacred place in Marion as far as history goes. Or let's say his home, okay? Now, if you had a porta potty, which is an interesting object in and of itself, even if there was construction going in, if you went and dumped a porta potty on the Harding Memorial, like right on the front steps there, right in the front, even if people were working on the Harding Memorial and needed to go because there is no restroom there, if you put it in front of it, don't you think people would have a problem?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and really, you know, anytime I take a portable toilet somewhere, you know, you're considering two things. You're considering, you want it out of the way of everybody seeing who's coming in and out of it and people having to look at it. So you want it as secluded as you can, and you have to be able to put it in a spot that I can get to with my truck to service it. So those are the two major considerations. So, I go through that process every time I deliver it somewhere. You know, I've had roofing jobs in Dublin, Ohio, they've got $750,000 house, or they have $1 million house in a neighborhood like that. You know, your first consideration is put this somewhere where it is least visible to the general public. You want it somewhere that obviously the workers will know that it's there, but you want to make it as visible as little as possible to the people that are in the neighborhood.
So I guess in final analysis here, you being the expert on this, should they move that thing?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I would. I mean, Memorial Day's coming up, and I don't think the construction on that building's going to be finished. Do you want people coming there? Because they usually start coming the Friday before Memorial Day. Do you want that porta potty out there in front of the mausoleum?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I noticed it right away. I mean, that was, you know, when it was originally set a little bit further in the Del Taco area, but recently it has gotten moved over to the, you know, obviously the very edge of the property, might even be off the property. And that's the first thing I thought of. I said, they could have found a better spot.
Yeah, stay away from the mausoleums. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you.
All right, 740-751-4038. Now, this is a fun, this is a Triskaidekaphobia Friday the 13th topic, if I've ever heard one. What do you think about the porta-potty out in front of the mausoleum on the west end of the mausoleum? And again, I'm sure, I don't want to hear the technicalities of this, because somebody will come out and say, well, it's on the Del Taco.
property. Wherever it is, it's too close to the mausoleum.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just wanted to give you a high five. And you had everybody on my bus laughing just now hysterically over that.
Well, are they aware? Did you take
them? No, you went from being Debbie Downer to, like, now you're a little ray of sunshine. Everybody was laughing.
Well, I'm glad. I hope they all get over there tonight and see what's going on. Have you seen it?
No. I am not real excited about the Del Taco. I mean, I don't have anything against them, but I was in one, and I'd rather go to a Taco Bell. Like, I didn't think it was anything to write home about.
Well, do you think, even if it's not on the property, do you think a porta potty should be in front of the mausoleum?
No, I think that's terrible.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to get a piece of paper and a pen and write a letter to the president of the company.
Yeah, so it's just an odd placement, but that's showbiz, I guess.
We ought to go knock it over. Teach them a lesson.
See, we can't do... Now, don't encourage vandalism.
Maybe somebody ought to go by there and hit it.
I'll tell you what, things don't happen like this at the Pickle Festival.
Yeah, and you took and said May 25th. That's June 25th. I don't want people to get mad at me if they go to Miamisburg on the 25th of May.
Oh, my Lord. I've made a mistake. Yeah. Hold on. June 25th, the Pickle Festival in Miamisburg.
Just, do you think that's the catchiest phrase of the modern? Just deal with it.
You know, honestly, I didn't think the mistake was that big a deal because I'm sure it being on the front page of all the papers that the Pickle Festival's happening, that it would have corrected me anyway.
Who are you mad at, Scott?
I'm not mad at anybody. I'm mad at the person who put that porta potty in front of the mausoleum.
Well, I just thought you'd like to know because everybody on my bus was laughing about your story about the porta potty. Good job. Keep up the good work.
Keep them laughing. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Excuse me. The Pickle Festival in Miamisburg. It's like the inauguration of a president over there. New Year's Eve. I wonder if it's one of those Governor DeWine holidays where you can light fireworks off. June 25th, the Pickle Festival in Miamisburg, Ohio. You know, I just hope I live long enough to get to the Pickle Festival. I don't care about anything else. I just want to live long enough to get to the Pickle Festival on June 25th in Miamisburg. And don't put me in the mausoleum while the porta potty's there.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that mausoleum's so old and has been there so long, I doubt there's going to be anybody that's even going to visit that mausoleum on Memorial Day.
Now, see, you think that, but I even hate to tell the story, but you know what happened with our on-air personality for many years here, Marge Hazlett. You know that story, right?
No.
Oh, well, let me tell that story, because it involves the mausoleum. Marge... her husband died about 20 years before she did, and Hal Hazlett, he was a pretty well-known professor out at OSU Marion, and he was buried in the Marion Cemetery, and they have a big plot there, and when Hal was buried there, there was a spot there for Marge. Well, Marge went on to live, you know, another 20 years. Well, about... You know, Marge had cancer the last 10 years of her life. And by the way, Marge did not die from cancer. A lot of people said that. You know, I talked to her niece who was taking care of her. Marge was 85 years old. She died from old age, in any event. But Marge had cancer. So she was making, plus she was getting older, you know, she was in her 80s. And she was making her final plans. And at some point, even though she had this this plot... over in the Marion Cemetery next to her husband, she decided that she wanted to go to a mausoleum. She said as a child, she had always wanted to be in the mausoleum. She thought that it was too expensive, and so she met with the guy who ran the mausoleum. A matter of fact, she had the guy who ran the mausoleum on her show on this station like two or three times. And Marge bought a spot in the mausoleum. There were still spots open. She went in there and she sat, she picked out the spot, so on and so forth. And then Marge died back in February of 2020, and they buried her in the cemetery. They didn't put her in the mausoleum. So I don't know if Marge still has a spot there. Nobody's in it, if she does.
Apparently there's still room in there, then.
There is. Well, so that was kind of my point, was that, yes, I think it is still used, because she had the caretaker on, and if you ever go in there, I've been in there, on the ledges, which is where you put the decorations, because obviously you don't put anything in the ground, there's decorations on a lot of the ledges. So somebody's doing something over there.
Well, it's been there so long as I can remember, I figured, you know, it's just like when I drive around the cemetery there in Marion Cemetery, you know, you go way in the back here, you know, people that's died in the 50s and 60s and before, and even in the 70s, you know, those graves don't have no flowers.
No, no, there are a lot of them who don't have flowers, and you know what? I have to say that I don't really visit my people's places because they have such strict rules on artificial flowers that they pull them up as soon as I put them in anyway, and I can't plant real flowers there. I'm not going to go back and water them. It's May. They'll die. So, you know, I've given up on putting things on tombstones.
But, you know, when you die and then your kids pass away, or when your kids get real, you know, real old, you know, they just don't go around putting, you know, flowers on graves like that.
No, but, you know, I don't, that doesn't bother me. I wish more people had epitaphs. I think that's what people will look at years from now, your epitaph. Like, when I went out and visited Bob Mason's grave in the Marion Cemetery, the founder of radio here in Marion, the founder of broadcast, he's got a very ritzy tombstone. I'm sure he paid a lot of money for it. It's right behind the Harding Memorial. I'm sure he paid big money to be close to President Harding. But you know what? His family's all dead now. He's been dead since 1966, I believe. There's nothing on his tombstone. But who would have thought that I would be out there visiting it? I think that's more important.
Yeah.
So, and plus, if you live a long time, that happens too. You know, if you live into your 90s, everybody's gone.
Well, the longer you live, the less friends you have and everything else, too, because everybody dies.
Yeah, but I'd rather take the long life and just not have any visitors at the end.
Well, I imagine.
Yeah.
That'd be best.
But should they move the porta-potty? That's the question of the day.
Yeah, I think y'all do, but, you know, whoever put it there or the workers there, it might not dawn on nobody.
Well, it should dawn on them now.
You know, maybe somebody stopped by there and kind of suggested to them.
Let's hope. Hey, thanks.
Yep.
Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open, 53 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, Triskaidekaphobia Friday. Friday the 13th, 75 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion. What a topic. The old Port-a-John in front of the mausoleum. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I was calling about porta-potty.
Go. Isn't this the best Friday the 13th story you've ever had?
Well, I went by and I saw it, but I don't know how many trucks go in and out there, but did they ever think that they maybe asked the director of the mausoleum if it could be put there? And maybe the people that's upset because it's a dangerous place, maybe they should call the mausoleum and have them move it or something.
Well, see, I don't know if it's the mausoleum's property or not. It's probably Del Taco's property. It's just so close there that it looks
it's in a bad place. But whoever does those porta potties, that's their job. They're known not to maybe put it there unless the people that's working on the jail told them to put it there. Because I don't know how much stuff they're doing in the back. I know it's a small lot, and if the trucks have to circle that building and stuff, I don't know, but if you get hit in it, it'd be a mess. But whoever the director is of that, if it's something, you know, if it is on his, he ought to know. But all the years, I've never seen one person around that building whatsoever. No one or anything.
Well,
I've never seen anybody.
I'll tell you, if you called the mausoleum, you would get somebody right now. So if you
I wouldn't do it because it's not upsetting me. The people that's upset, one of them should, or call the health department. they could probably do something.
Well, I don't...
I know when I went by it, it was... I didn't even notice how close to the road. I just glanced that way to see how,
oh, so when
how
you,
it was coming up.
When you drove by it, what did you think?
Well, I thought the porta potties out there, but other places I've seen do it, I don't know if it's been out by the road, but, I mean, to me, the porta potty, I don't know.
Did
I
you
mean,
think the porta potty...
parks, whatever, but... And you don't think too much, but it is a dangerous place because they should make that traffic 25 down there because people, if I go 35, they're zooming past me, 45 and stuff.
Yeah, but did
so
you think...
When we go to towns that are kind of busy like that, it's 25 when there's a lot of traffic, and that's what that should be.
But
and if there is somebody that gets hit or something, you're not going to get too much because when you pull out from Wendy's and you got somebody... 35, but they're going 45 or more, and they hit you. It's too much traffic. It needs to be knocked down to like 25 down through there. Because I try to go the speed limit, and they just fly by you. But there is when I go by the next time I look. But whoever that director is that's over it, he ought to notice that. If all the listeners are are getting a problem with it, he ought to notice this is too close. You know, maybe they need to move it. But the people do the porta potties. I don't have enough sense that, if it's that close to the road, I'll look the next time because I just glance. That if it's a dangerous place, I don't know if it's more in a corner or right out front and stuff. Because I don't know how these people have to work in there around stuff either. So, but I don't know if the people with the porta potties just don't put them there or they ask the people that working on the building where to put it or whatever. But no, if it's a danger or something, they don't like it there. You know, if you have somebody in the mausoleum, call that whoever the director is or the health department. If it's where it shouldn't be, the health department would probably make a move.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I just think it's one of those things that people didn't think about. And it looks
bad. If I worry about every little thing like that, I'd never have any peace. But. It's just better be thankful that it would probably be the workers that would be in it. But
well, I don't really worry about it. I'm just looking at, when I drive by, if it catches my eye, I assume it's catching other people's eye. I don't care. You know, if you want to leave it there, fine, but then don't complain if people say, well, why? Hey, Marion, Ohio, that's where they got that porta potty out in front of their mausoleum.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, if Perkins or somebody was building, I imagine the trucks go, well, some of those, to me, it doesn't even have very much of a back, lot, because, Taco Bell, they don't have much room, by the time the cars go.
Columbus News will be down here before you know it.
Yeah, if all the trucks are going in with equipment and stuff and things, they maybe didn't want it in the back. If I couldn't, there's no room at the sides, maybe, and maybe the front was the opposite, I don't know, but, and stuff, but no, I just glanced and I thought, well, that's, to me, it's just right out front, but, that's probably, I don't know, somebody that put them should have known if, looked at the situation and, like, what if a car, crosses over and hits the state or something and stuff, but...
We're coming up on a break here, but stay with us.
Phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038, 59 minutes past the hour. I'll be back at 12:15, so don't switch the dial, but the topic on this Friday the 13th is the porta potty in front of the mausoleum on Route 95, Marion Mount Gilead Road, here in Marion. And should it be? Should we have porta potties near mausoleums? Should there be a safe zone around a mausoleum when it comes to porta potties? Holy mackerel. 740-751-4038. And I got to tell you, it doesn't bother me, but it's one of those things. I'm telling you, Channel 10 News, Channel 4 News will be down here before you know it, snapping pictures. Here's Marion, Friday the 13th. Porta potty in front of the mausoleum. We're coming back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWTH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shaky Green telling the funniest talk show story of all time, about guest starring on Fantasy Island.
When also, I was late.
Yes.
And as I always am for everything I do. And anyway, they were waiting for me. And he came up to me. He said, I want to tell you something. Did you know you made us wait? You know, I said, well, I'm very sorry, and I didn't realize my call was